about, what would you call a farm now where you had a lot of milk cows and sold the milk and butter?
A dairy. Mm-hmm. Well, there were several of those around here, and they would come around in a one-horse light wagon with the milk in large milk cans. And they would have a long-handled dipper. They might ring a bell when they got to your door, a handbell. And you'd go out there and carry your vessel. You'd take one of these long-handled dippers and draw up milk from the big can and turn it out into your vessel. You could never be too sure about how clean it was, either.
You mentioned a field. What would you call a smaller area where you had maybe just a little bit of tobacco planted or just some potatoes?
No tobacco in this country. I think the worms would eat it up before it got strong. Or a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Or a patch.
Uh-huh.
For example, on the plantations, all the Negroes who were worth anything had a garden patch. Mm-hmm. And they would grow greens and corn and maybe okra and snap beans and butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are not energetic enough or enterprising enough to do that.
Mm-hmm. What about what kinds of fences do you remember?
They were barbed wire or wire netting with very large interstices, probably 5 inches square. But you couldn't use those for pigs because they would get through or dig under.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a wooden fence that went in and out like this?
Very, very few. You don't see those till you get up about Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Not many of them down this way. I have seen a few.
What are they called?
A zigzag fence? Maybe they call them a zigzag fence. I don't remember. I never saw many of them.
Did you ever see a fence or a wall that's made out of loose stone or rock?
A few. In this particular area, there is what is known as Vicksburg limestone. And it was deposited eons ago when the Gulf of Mexico extended as far up as Montana. And the way I happen to know about that is, at one time I went to Glacier National Park in Montana. Go there sometime if you can. Beautiful scenery.
Mm-hmm.
And the ranger said, eons ago, the Gulf of Mexico extended as far up as Montana. But in this particular area along the river, Vicksburg limestone was deposited.
Mm-hmm.
It's relatively soft. There's a house on Cherry Street up here, about 3 blocks away. The yard is higher than the street, and the wall, the retaining wall, is that old Vicksburg limestone.
Mm-hmm.
And on the National Cemetery Road, going straight out Washington Street to the National Cemetery,
mm-hmm.
you can see it in the wall on the right-hand side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I walked along there one time. There used to be a ledge above the road about 20 feet, and found some of the most exquisite little shells, exact replicas of the large ones you find on seashores. There's a man at our apartment whose son is an oceanographer. And he visited him one time. And I said, wait a minute, let me show you something. I went to my apartment. I got these exquisite little dainty shells. And he was very much interested in them. I've forgotten how many million years old he said they might be.
Uh-huh.